Yom Ha'atzma'ut, April 14th, 1991.
Good evening, Charlie. Throughout the centuries, the faith of the Jew has often been tried, and although the specific tests and trials vary with the era and locality, they can be generally classified into two categories: trials related to poverty or oppression, and trials related to wealth or pleasure. Of the two, the trial of wealth is the more difficult to overcome. The prophet Isaiah, talking of the future redemption of our people, says, "When the great shofar of redemption will be blown, then shall they gather who are lost in the land of Assyria, and they who are banished in the land of Egypt." Assyria and Egypt symbolize respectively the tests of wealth and poverty. In Egyptian exile, the Jews were harshly oppressed, both physically and spiritually. They were kept in the most abject servitude, made to perform hard labor, and were truly impoverished, lacking their basic spiritual as well as physical needs. By contrast, Assyria, Ashur, symbolizes the test and temptation of wealth, of having it good. In Assyrian exile, there was no servitude and an abundance of material riches. Moreover, there were no decrees limiting their spiritual way of life, and no obstacles were placed in the path of their religious activities. Sancheriv, the Assyrian monarch who drove the 10 tribes into exile, only wanted the Jewish people to leave the Holy Land, upon which the eyes of God, your God, gaze from the beginning of the year until the year's end, and come to live in Assyria. In the Holy Land, the Jews were somehow aware of godliness. Sancheriv, however, wanted the Jews to leave this behind. He wanted them to live in Ashur, Assyria, a land of wealth, happiness, and pleasure. In this way, he could induce them to forget God and his laws. Despite the affluence of the Assyrian exile, the prophet uses the severe and drastic description "lost" when he refers to the Jews in Assyria. On the other hand, when describing the Jews in Egypt, he employs the milder adjective "banished." Evidently, the Egyptian exile, poverty, and oppression was a less severe trial than the Assyrian wealth and comfort. Today, we can also see millions of Jews living under oppression and deprivation in the contemporary Egypt. Yet, they are alive to their Jewish identity and have not forgotten Israel or God. The harsh decrees and the deprivation of their basic religious rights have only temporarily displaced and banished them, but inwardly they long for an exodus from Egypt so that they may live a full Jewish life. And that's why we see so many tens of thousands of Russian Jews flocking to Israel. On the other hand, we also see the communities of today's Assyria in the free world. We see communities living in an affluent society with complete freedom, at liberty to worship and to observe mitzvahs with the same enthusiasm and intensity as was common in Eastern European communities 100 years ago. Yet the Assyrian Jews have thus far failed to make the most of this golden opportunity. They have been affected by their comfort and security to such an extent that they are becoming lost. As in Isaiah's day, the test of wealth is still the more difficult to overcome. Let us hope that the events of the last few months and the great miracles that we have seen are the beginning of that great shofar which will awaken even the Assyrian Jews, the Jews of comfort, to remind themselves of their ties to God, our faith, and Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Shulman Gordon of Congregation Avot Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey.